Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men by Taz podcast. It's Monday, 20th of February. I'm Steve on a pretty news-heavy day surrounding Liverpool Football Club. We've got John Henry effectively ruling out a sale of the football club. We've got Darwin Nunez looking like he's going to be fit and available to face Real Madrid, which is great news. Real Madrid having some injury issues of their own, as well as a couple of other little maybe bits and bobs near the end there. We've got time, but yeah, let's just start straight away on the John Henry stuff then. So in response to questions from the Boston Sports Journal, John Henry sent an email back basically, and he wrote to them, I know there's been a lot of conversation and quotes about Liverpool Football Club, but I keep to the fact we merely formalised an ongoing process. Will we be in England forever? No. Are we selling LFC? No. Are we in talking with investors about LFC? Yes. Will something happen there? I believe so, but it won't be a sale. Have we sold anything in the past 20 plus years? So yes. Although there have been rumours and reports, and even, you know, Tom Werner speaking about the potential of a sale, yada, yada, yada. FSG's message has been pretty clear. They're not looking to sell. They're looking for an investor in LFC, and John Henry's pretty much doubled down on that. So it's come straight from the horse's mouth. I think actually the interesting thing on here is, are we talking with investors about LFC? Yes, and will something happen there? I believe so, but it won't be a sale. That to me suggests, and I might be wrong, that something might be fairly close in that regard. Obviously, there are some people listening to this who will be happy with this news. There are some people who will think it's an absolute disaster, and the range of emotions will be everything in between. Ultimately, what I want for Liverpool Football Club is them to be able to compete in the transfer market. And if that means the investors come in and put a bit of money towards it, and that money stays within the club, and that money is able to be used on reforming the squad and revamping a squad that is desperate need of it, then maybe that's enough. I don't know. We've had a couple of issues around FC, of course, ever since the arrival. They've had done good things. Stadiums, training ground, you know, we've won literally every single trophy under them. There's also been really, really bad things. And obviously the lack of investment in the playing squad at times has been, well, I called it negligent in the summer, and I really thought that was the case. But it makes sense if they are going to, you know, people talk about, well, we got investment last time and nothing happened. Well, that wasn't in Liverpool, that was in Redbird. And it's quite interesting, really, because Dave Parr from The Echo, who has been talking about this plentiful, you know, and his stance has never changed from all the information he's had. He was asked by someone on Twitter about, with FSG seeking investment, would they go towards transfer funds or to funding other endeavours? There's been talk about, like, you know, are they trying to raise money to buy a football team in America or a basketball team, etc.? And Dave's response was, I think it would be the first, which is obviously the transfer funds, because they would have had options to recapitalise by selling further equity in FSG to raise money for other things. So this looks like it's an investment in Liverpool, and that in turn should go to the transfers. Yeah, it's again... I think there's a lot of being talked about Qatari bids and Saudi bids and loads of different things. FSG's message, for the most part, has been pretty clear. They're looking for investment. And if that eventually leads to a sale, then so be it. And that's why, you know, John Henry saying, will we be in England forever? No. For me, it looks like they're willing to sell a percentage with a view down the line, maybe of selling the whole thing. But yeah, it doesn't look like that. Yeah, the sale looks like it's off then. We'll keep an eye on who these investors are, how much they're going to invest, what happens to that money. It'll all be under scrutiny, of course. But again, I'll go back to it. Will something happen there? I believe so, but it won't be a sale. So, are we talking with people, with investors? Yes, they are. So they are in talks with some, you know, groups or whatever, but not about a sale, about someone investing in the football team. We'll see how that one pans out. But hopefully, whatever happens, it has to lead to Liverpool being able to compete. At least not on the level playing field. I don't think we're quite ever going to be in a situation where we can do that with City and a few others, but at least have a fighting chance by being able to spend good money on good players. That's where we all need to be, and that's hopefully what this leads to. We'll see how it pans out. And even if nothing happens, to be honest, that still needs to be the case this summer. Liverpool do need work, and I know they've won a couple of games and stuff, but they still need that on the horizon. It's coming up, and they need to act upon it, and they need to be able to do that. But yeah, a sale looks like it's off. Investment still very much on the cards, it looks like, straight from John Henry himself's mouth. Or indeed, I say that, it's an email that he sent, so by his fingers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I guess. Right, yeah, moving on. Darwin Nunez obviously injured the shoulder in the win over Newcastle. It was a bit of a rough challenge that he somehow ends up getting given a free kick against him for. Landed heavily on his shoulder. There was a bit of doubt, Jürgen said at his press conference earlier today, that he was a doubt and we'll see how he pans out. But he did train with the squad later that evening. Of course, Liverpool like to train later the day before a Champions League game, try and match up the times with the kickoff, etc. And Jürgen had his press conference at 1 p.m. Well, by 7, 8 p.m. or whatever it was, Darwin Nunez was on the training field, which is huge news, a really, really good sign. So it looks like he is going to be fit and available for the game. Liverpool now have, you know, they've got Salah, they've got Gakpo, they've got Nunez, they've got Firmino, and they've got Diogo Jota. They've got five forwards of the six big hitters, only Luis Diaz left to come back. Having all five of them going to Madrid, or the option of choosing whichever three of those five Jürgen Klopp wants, that's huge. I think Nunez, again, we'll see how he is, but if it looks like he should start, he's looking like he's going to be available, that is massive. I wouldn't be shocked if Jürgen went the same again. Same from the three that we've played in the last couple of games. It looks like there's been a bit of a connection, a bit of a link-up. But yeah, really, really good news indeed that Darwin is back fit and available for this one. After a little minor scare when he, like I say, he was somehow penalised for having his shoulder nearly snapped in half, but yeah, there we go. We've had enough of shoulder injuries in Real Madrid, haven't we, in the past? So yeah, we don't need another forward falling victim to one. So thankfully, it looks like all is well there for Darwin Nunez. Speaking of injuries going into this game then, Real Madrid actually have two issues of their own, whether it's illness actually, illness more than injury, I suppose, but yeah, Toni Kroos and Aurelien and Tchouaméni both not being named in Real Madrid's Champions League squad to face the Reds on Tuesday. Both are struggling with different illnesses, so a stomach illness and a general illness for Tchouaméni. It was the stomach issue for Toni Kroos, which is massive. I mean, listen, they've still got amazing midfielders. They've still got, you know, they've got Modric and Valverde and Camavinga. Dani Ceballos has been back in the mix. He was playing for them at the weekend as well. They've got options, don't get me wrong, they're still Real Madrid, so they still are, but they are missing, you know, Tchouaméni's a brilliant player. There's a reason Liverpool wants to sign him. Toni Kroos has proven against Liverpool in the past that he's a brilliant player too, so we are not playing the full strength Real Madrid, not getting the full strength Liverpool, I suppose, as well, but that is definitely something to keep an eye on. One thing, positive news for Real Madrid, I suppose, is that Karim Benzema is set to return after his absence, so he has travelled with the rest of the squad, and he looks back, and the Ballon d'Or winner looks like he will be starting up front for Madrid. So yeah, it was Kroos unwell. He missed the game against the El Elche, and he obviously missed the game against the Osasuna at the weekend. He's still out, and yet Tchouaméni as well. He has yet to recover. He's had a bad case of the flu, apparently, and obviously no risk in him there as well. Benzema, they've been managing Benzema. He had a hamstring, didn't he, just before the World Cup, and remember, they've been managing his minutes. He left him out of the weekend, but obviously, big game in the Champions League, he comes back in. But yeah, basically, Liverpool are going to be facing the Madrid side without two of their best midfielders, which again, we'll see how that pans out. It doesn't mean things are going to go absolutely brilliantly for the Reds, or things are going to go horrendously wrong for Madrid, etc., etc. But it's always a bonus, isn't it? And don't want to wish illness or injury on anybody. But if they're going to have to miss a game or two, then you know what? We'll take it, and we'll take it, especially because Liverpool's midfield has been issues. There's been issues in there at times this season. It's gotten better recently, but still, yeah. It looks like we'll be facing a midfield three of probably Camavinga, Modric, and then we'll see what they do with Valverde. If they put him in midfield, or they're going to stick him out on the right wing, he'll be on the pitch somewhere. If not him in midfield, and if he is on the wing, then maybe Dani Ceballos again. But they're still a very good minted side, but it isn't one that has got their two of their biggest guns out, and we'll see how that pans out for them on Tuesday evening. Right then, we'll start wrapping up. Just want to let you guys know a little bit about what's happening here at Redmen over the next week or so. First of all, the Bias Football podcast we recorded earlier today, straight after the Originals podcast. So the Originals podcast is available on this feed that you're listening to this now. It's also available on YouTube if you want to go and watch it. The Bias Football podcast, we spoke about Arsenal, you know, getting a huge win against Villa. City perhaps being a bit too reliant on Erling Haaland. Chelsea being rubbish, and a bit more. That's available on redmenplus.com. As is the Oppo preview. Steve Plunk spoke to Raul. Not that one. It's a real, not the brilliant Real Madrid former striker, just a Real Madrid fan. So yeah, if you want to get the Madrid thoughts going into this game, go and check out that as well. The final words out, I had the privilege of hosting Sam Walker and Andy Bell to go through that Newcastle win. So yeah, just before we look ahead to Madrid, bask in the glory of the Newcastle win one more time with the final word. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to Uncensored as well. We had two Olympians in the studio, Anthony Fowler and Bianca Cook, both represented Great Britain at the Olympics. Bianca, of course, is a double Olympic medalist, and you know, both of them have won world titles and various accolades along the way. And it was excellent. So that is available on Uncensored, again, Redmen Plus. They were both guests on the Thursday night pint as well. That's available on YouTube. Loads and loads. And as we look ahead to that Real Madrid game, I will be in the studio with Errol for the watch along. If you never listened to a Redmen TV watch along, or joined us on YouTube for one of them, basically put the game on your telly, press mute. Anyone who watched Liverpool at the weekend with the Martin Tyler commentary in the UK will know how bad commentary can be sometimes in this country. So press mute, listen to me and Errol. We'll guide you every single step of the way. You can interact with us on the chat, via the Discord chat if you're one of our club legends, and yeah, get yourselves involved in the game. Thanks very much for listening to this latest episode of Bite Size. I'll see you all for that Real Madrid clash, where hopefully Liverpool can take a lead to the Bernabeu. See you in a bit.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.